sensing this danger. This is the greatest showman. He is floating on air now.
He's going to send it back.
Door. Bang. Down he goes.
They love it.
Welcome to the program. The AFL's final series opened up with a number of surprises and runaway scores, except for the tie one between the Sydney Swans and the GWS Giants. Thursday night, Geelong thrashed Port Adelaide by 84 points. Friday night, the Western Bulldogs were eliminated by 37 points from a rampant Hawthorn side. Sydney came back to defeat the Giants, and Brisbane seriously jumped the Blues, eliminating them by 28 points. Round two of the AFLW fixture had some interesting matches, tight scores and a draw, and lots of action for all ages. Port Adelaide defeated the Western Bulldogs by 40 points. Brisbane beat favourites Melbourne by 18 points, and Hawthorn crushed Collingwood by 47 points. Essendon defeated West Coast Eagles by 16 points, Carlton won by a point over the Gold Coast, and Richmond beat the Giants by 11 points, while North Melbourne and Geelong fought out a thrilling draw as St Kilda defeated goalless Fremantle by 33 points. I am Vanessa Gatica, and you are with the Multicultural AFL and AFLW Footy Show. Hello, guys.
Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hi.
Welcome back, Max.
Thank you.
Let's start with the AFL finals. What did you make of the results?
Well, Thursday night started off with Geelong and Port Adelaide, and it was at Adelaide Oval. Port Adelaide had the home ground advantage, but it was all Geelong, really. They won by 84 points, and Sean Manner, 3 goals from him, 23 touches, very impressive performance from him, and Jeremy Cameron as well, 4 goals. So what a start in that game for Geelong, and the start for Geelong for this final series. So a good effort. And then Liz, on Friday night, it was Hawthorn and Bulldogs, and a good result for Hawthorn.
Yes, that's correct. Hawthorn small forward Nick, they call it the Wizard, led their scoring with 4 goals, and his two goals in the third quarter left the the Bulldogs looking for a miracle to win.
Their captain really led the game that day, and then we had the close contest at the SCG between Sydney Swans and GWS Giants. Really love watching that game. I think it was quite entertaining. And the last goal match, winning goal by John Amartis, was just amazing. What do you think?
GWS were winning for most of the game, and then the last minute, Sydney come and win that game. Isaac Heaney kicked 3 goals, and they were 27 points up, GWS, and they let it slip. So unfortunate for them. And then in the last game on Saturday night, Brisbane, they got out to a 60-0 lead at the Gabba, which was amazing, against Carlton. I don't know where Carlton were there, but they certainly didn't seem like they were at the ground, because Brisbane were just having a training session. So a good win there for Brisbane, wasn't it, Liz?
Yes, it is. The Lions set up this win with a smothering first half, where they kicked the first 9 goals without reply. Carlton did reply with 5 goals in a row round the half-time break, making the home crowd nervous. But the Lions did it with 4 goals in the last quarter to record a comfortable win.
Thank you, guys. So then this week, tomorrow night, Port Adelaide at home play Hawthorn. And on Saturday, the GWS Giants at home play Brisbane. And there are no final matches in Melbourne. Liz, which sides have a chance of doing well?
Well, with this one, Port Adelaide versus Hawthorn, Port midfield was struggling last round once Zach Batters went down, and Hawthorn's lively forward line should be too much for the Port defence to handle. So, the Hawthorn key defender Sam Frost has been ruled out of the rest of the season with a bone stress injury against the Bulldogs. Yeah. So,
I think Hawthorn will win. I'm with you, Liz. And Luke Bruce, if he plays, which is likely, it'll be his 300th game. So a big occasion for Luke Bruce. And I think Hawthorn will win this one. Your tip, Rajvia?
I think I'll go with Port Adelaide. Even there are a few questions on Ken Hinckley's team, including their captain, but I think they will bounce back and will have the home advantage, hopefully, this time. I'm going with Port Adelaide.
And GWS and Brisbane, this one's on Saturday, should be a cracking game, I think. It's going to be a very close one, I think, this one. I'm going to stick with the Giants, though, just winning by less than 2 goals.
Well, this I all go for GWS. They will be smarting after letting the Swans escape last round, and the Lions are struggling to kick enough goals.
I'm going with you too as well. The GWS Giants, for me, I think they're looking very consistent with their performance as compared to the Brisbane Lions, especially their forwards are struggling a bit with their performance this season. So GWS Giants for me too.
Great. Thank you, guys. Thank you for your predictions. And we'll be back after the break with our AFL reviews. See you on the other side. Welcome back to the program. And moving on with AFLW Home and Away Round 2 reviews from a round full of unexpected results, with a thriller between the Gold Coast and the Blues and a draw between North Melbourne and Geelong. Rashbir, take us through the results of the second round of the AFLW.
Sure, Vanessa. The week two of the AFLW was full of surprises, upsets, and I think we had one draw as well. And there were two South Australian teams who actually kept their opponents goalless. We'll talk about the second one soon. But starting with Bulldogs versus Port Adelaide at the MCG, it was a golden opportunity for the Bulldogs, you know, playing in front of their fans with 23,000 at the MCG. But was a disappointing performance. They had only 6 behinds throughout the game, and Port dominated the whole game with Julia Tickle with her career best 4 goals. Was just fabulous. And former Bulldog Kirsty Lamb playing her against her old side was just amazing again with 2 goals. I think Bulldogs need to regroup again this season and, you know, to do better hopefully next season. But yeah, they are at the bottom of the ladder at this point.
Yeah, I agree with you, Rajbir. They were disappointing. And then the next game, Brisbane, they defeated Melbourne by 3 goals in a good win. And Ali Anderson, the midfielder for Brisbane, who also plays a bit of forward, she had 43 disposals, which was a great effort.
Record breaking for the AFLW.
Yeah, exactly. And Dakota Davidson as well, up forward for the Lions, had a great game as well. She kicked a few goals. So a good win there for the Lions. There's no doubt about that.
Yes, with you there. But and Collingwood versus Hawthorn at 47 points. This was Hawthorn's biggest win of all time, even better than last week's 38 points with over Carlton. But before this season, the best was a 14 point over Sydney last year. Hawthorn also raised their highest ever score mark from 63 last week to 73 this week.
Yeah, brilliant performance by Hawthorn and sitting at the top of the ladder now. And moving on to the next one, we had West Coast Eagles versus Bombers. Now, Bombers playing without their 2 key forwards, still had this great performance against the Eagles, and Eagles could not continue with the second win this week. And I'm really happy the way the Bombers played. Huge credit to their team.
Yeah, they lost Bonnie Toogood, who's one of their star forwards. And yeah, it's a big out, so they managed to fill the void that she left. And Madison Press-Barker, she had a good game as well, leading possessions with 27. So a good 16-point win there over the Eagles, who had a good win in the first week, but they lost in round 2. Moving on now, and this game, I was watching this one, Carlton, they won by 1 point over Gold Coast, and there were some incredible scenes at the end of the game where they used the score assist, the new AFL's new goal technology, and there's a chip in the ball. And Madeline Gruen, her snap shot went through, and the goal umpire thought it was a behind, but the score assist intervened and called it a goal.
Behind the line, yeah.
Yeah, and said it went through and wasn't touched. So it ended up being a goal, and some good news for Carlton over the weekend, because they got ahead by a point, or 2 points, and they ended up winning by a point. So that snap happened with 2 minutes left in the game. So a good result there for Carlton on Sunday.
Yeah, and the other one is Richmond versus GWS Giants. I went for the Tigers for this one. So Tigers forward Katie Brennan set up their win with dominant first quarter. She had six kicks, 4 marks and a tackle in that period. The Giants did try to slow her down later in the match, but she was still amongst the Tigers' best players.
It was. And then the North Melbourne versus Geelong Cats, what a game it was. North Melbourne leading the game until the main break, but then Geelong had other plans and then they fought back and made the comeback. I think they should take this win, this draw as a win, because winning against North Melbourne is a not winning, you know, even fighting against them is a huge win for Geelong Cats. I think, North Melbourne probably need to look at their, you know, midfielders again, that how to stop actually and play all four quarters for their opponents.
Yeah. And Geelong, they're down by, they had 17 inside 50s compared to 13 in their favour to half time, but they're down by 3 goals at half time, and good for them to come back in the end. And shout out to Michaela Bowen, because she was the one that snapped at the end to level the scoreline. So well done there for the Cats to get a draw after losing in the opening round of the season.
North Melbourne versus Geelong Cats. Went for North with this one. This draw featured an epic battle of two elite midfields, while Geelong's George's Prispakis was quiet with 11 positions. Her teammate Amy McDonald stepped up with a game-high 13 clearances and had 27 positions. For North, Jasmine Garden led with 32 positions, while Ash Riddle contributed 30 positions and a goal.
Yeah, she kicked a great goal on the run, Ash Riddle, in the second quarter. And there was two other goals in that quarter as well from North Melbourne, which really got them going. And shout out to Nina Morrison as well from Geelong, because with her team kicking against the breeze, Nina Morrison, she kicked the first goal of the quarter to give Geelong their first lead of the game. And then North bounced back with another goal. But then obviously that last one from Michaela Bowen got the Cats the draw in the end. So a good result there for the Cats. To get a win, because especially in the AFLW season, it's only 10 rounds. So if you go 0-2, it's hard to come back from there. So good that they got some points out of the game. Very crucial for their hopes of trying to make finals this season.
100%, especially against the North Melbourne. So they did really well in week two. And
And then St Kilda and Sydney, this one, Rajbir, what did you make of this game?
Oh, I think we'll talk about the Saints' performance, the way they did, you know, and they were not relying just on Jesse Wardlaw to kick something, you know, put something on the scoreboard. So that's a really good thing for the St Kilda, and they started this season really well. And I'm actually, it was an upset for me, because I was going with Swans. But huge credit the way St Kilda played, and, you know, they stopped Swans. And the story which came out of this match was the Holly Molly's knee soreness, which came up as that she was going to play, but few minutes, just before the few minutes, it came out as an ACL. What are your thoughts? What's your take on that news?
It's a big story, because Chloe Molloy has been such a star for the Swans and helped lift them up the AFLW ladder over the last few years. And they kept it quiet. They didn't want people to know, and maybe they didn't want the players to find out, just so that it can help the other players. So, but a good 16-point win for St Kilda there. And now they're 2-0 to start the season.
Now we have Fremantle versus Adelaide Crows. Adelaide defender Zoe Prowse took a ripping intercept mark, climbing on the shoulders on Fremantle's Ain Tai for one of the game's highlights. And Prowse finished with 4 marks, and the Crows backline controlled the Fremantle top forwards all game.
Yeah, and Ebony Marinoff, she had a goal and 31 touches, so a good game from her. And also Annie Hatchett, 2 goals and 29 touches, so great work there from a few of the Crows players.
Well, thanks for your thoughts. We'll be back with our AFLW previews for this week, third round of matches commencing this weekend, so stay tuned and we'll return shortly. Welcome back to the longest-running multicultural AFL footy program in Australia. Well, the AFLW competition is starting to heat up. Rajbir, care to comment, because it is looking like a better AFLW season than last year. Your thoughts, please.
I believe so, and it's different to this week three is going to be the week where it's normal, and the next week is going to be the early week for in the history of the AFLW competition. Starting tonight, we have Western Bulldogs versus West Coast Eagles. I think this could be the only chance Western Bulldogs might have this season to have one win of the season. Their captain, Ali Blackburn, you know, is all over the ground in every match, but I think she just can't do everything alone, and she needs support from her young players. I think it's West Coast Eagles. I don't see it as a close contest. West Coast Eagles.
Yeah, I think with the home ground advantage at Witten Oval, that'll help the Bulldogs, and West Coast have to travel, which is going to be tough for them. They lost last week, West Coast, so I'll go for the Bulldogs here. Yeah, I think they would have been disappointed after last week losing in that curtain raiser at the MCG, so I expect them to bounce back here and put a few goals on the scoreboard as well.
Well, I'll go for the Eagles. They have been quite competitive in their opening games and beat the Tigers, so they are the deserved favourites here. Having said that, though, Ella Roberts suffered a nose injury, so might be hopefully she can play this match, and also defender Belinda Smith as well injured her arm last round.
Brisbane and Collingwood, they're playing on Friday night at Brighton Homes Arena. This one should be an intriguing battle. Collingwood haven't won a game yet this season. They're 0-2. Brisbane, they've had the one win and one loss. So I expect up in Queensland, I think the conditions will favour Brisbane, and I'm going to go with them for this one.
The history also speaks for Brisbane Lions, 4-1 in their favour. And Collingwood probably is not in a good form this season. Brisbane Lions also has one, like you said, one win, one loss. But I'm going with Brisbane Lions.
Well, I'm going for Brisbane Lions as well. They will be boosted by their strong over Melbourne, but they do need to score more goals to be sure.
And then Sydney and Richmond, this one's being played on Saturday afternoon at 12:30 Melbourne time. And I expect Sydney, I think, to win in this one. Richmond, they're slowly building, hoping to make the top eight this season. But I think Sydney, both teams have won one game, lost one. I think Sydney will win this one at home.
I'm not sure how will they take the news that came, you know, in week two from their star player, Holly Molly. But Sydney Swans is looking in a good form. I think I see it as a close contest.
Yes.
But Richmond Tigers for me.
Okay. Well, I'm going for Swans, but as you said, it will be a very close games.
Yeah, certainly. And the next one is Carlton and Geelong at Icon Park. Expect Geelong to win this one. They really impressed me last week against North Melbourne, who are a very good team. We know North Melbourne, they played in the AFLW Grand Final last season, and Geelong really took it up to them. So I'm going to tip Geelong to win this one by 20 points or more.
Okay.
Liz?
Well, this one, I'm going for Cats as well. Before last week's draw, they only lost Melbourne's by 2 points. So they will be keen to notch their first win.
That's very specific, Max. I think Carlton, they have a good player. They can, you know, surprise that opponent. But Geelong Cats has really good players, and like their performance from the last week, Geelong Cats could be too strong for the Blues. And then we have Port Adelaide versus Fremantle. Fremantle had a very bad loss against Crows. Their Irish players could not perform anything on the scoreboard. I think they will try to bounce back while Port Adelaide are flying high from their win against Bulldogs. It could be a close contest.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Port Adelaide. I think they found their groove against the Bulldogs last Friday. So, yeah, at home as well, I think they'll win this game.
The same with you guys, Port Adelaide.
Adelaide Crows and Hawthorn, this one's the first game on Sunday. And Adelaide, we spoke about them just before getting that win over Fremantle last week. I think they'll continue that momentum and get another win here. But we know Hawthorn, they haven't lost a game yet this season. But I'll stick with Adelaide to win at home.
It's a good test for Hawthorn. I will go with Crows though.
Okay, well, I'm going for Crows as well. Just want to mention Hawthorn midfielder Emily Bates was a late withdrawal with calf tightness, and also star recruit Casey Stewart also suffered some injuries as well.
I will go with North Melbourne on this one.
Yeah, I think North Melbourne to win this one as well. And then St Kilda and Essendon. This one's being played at Windy Hill. I'm going to tip St Kilda to win this one. They haven't lost a game yet this year, and I'm liking the look of them. So I think St Kilda to win this one.
I am with you. St Kilda looking too strong for Bombers.
Yeah, same St Kilda as well.
And the last one, we have GWS Giants versus Gold Coast Suns. GWS Giants, were their stats were looking really strong in week two, but they could not put much on the scoreboard. This is their chance probably on their home ground, so GWS chance for me.
Yeah, I think Gold Coast will win their first game this season in this one, so I'm going to go with Gold Coast.
I'm going for the Giants. The Suns will be desperate to record their first win of the season, but the Giants should have too much class for them.
And just a shout out to Paxi Paxman, who's from Melbourne. She's playing her 75th game this week against North Melbourne. So shout out to her. Hope she plays well.
Our live NEMBC match broadcast on the AFL app this week are the semi-final from Adelaide Oval between Port Adelaide and Hawthorn in the Italian language, with the 4RTI crew tomorrow night at 7:40 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time, and the AFLW broadcast on Saturday afternoon come from the Icon Park between Carlton and Geelong in the Spanish language, with me and Damian Mintley live on the AFL app. Which brings me to my tip selections from round three AFLW. I'm going for West Coast Eagles, Brisbane Lions, Richmond, Geelong, Port Adelaide, Adelaide Crows, North Melbourne, Essendon, Gold Coast Suns, and the semi-finals, I'm going for Hawthorn and Brisbane Lions. Well, that's all we have time for this week. You can also watch us in Adelaide on Channel 44 Friday evenings and online at CTV Plus. You are listening to this podcast on the Community Radio Network, and the AFL diversity news in 9 languages can be heard on select national multicultural radio station programs. I am Vanessa Gatica.
I'm Rajveer.
I'm Max Atoglu.
I'm Liz Honey.
Thank you for being with us, and we shall see you next week. But we leave you for now with the finals thriller from the SCG between the Swans and the Giants.
Oh, and we're on. And we are on. Here we go. The Battle of the Bridge, September style.
Second quarter.
Hard to do that on Sam Taylor. Haywood came flying through, missed the footy. High free kick. Patley's drawn one here. Such an X-Factor type player. He doesn't take any time at all. And Papley goes bang and kicks a ripper.
Didn't complete the grab. Had Blakey under pressure. Cunningham versus Hogan. It spills to Ward.
Had the short wide option. Instead goes long. Toby out the back. Lockie Keith boot to ball. Manufactured a goal, Lockie Keith. Brilliant. Well done, McInerney. And now McDonald, they're going to pay advantage. Heaney, McInerney. Next kick, the vital one. Brilliant pickup. Will Haywood bending it. Open goal square. Will Haywood. They needed that. And they got it. Wow, he had 99% of it. That doesn't count. And Jesse Hogan, the vice-like grips, honours the leader, Cadman, under some serious pressure. Free kick going the way of the Giants.
The arm came around and drew that free kick.
The number one pick from the 2022 draft. Beautiful looking set shot. Aaron Cadman, big time goals, got his second.
Papley the hitter. 75 from goal. He's got Heaney inside 50. Heads in that direction. One-on-one. One-hander! A beauty! This to provide the spark with 2 minutes to play in the first half. He steps around. Brilliant!
Third quarter.
18th touch for him, now leads the game. Mills fashions a kick back towards the wing for Heaney! What a hanger!
This is an absolute old-fashioned hanger. Look at that. He can do everything, this guy.
What a hang from Isaac Heaney.
Spills to Florin. Back to Haywood. Toby Green. Great tackle pressure. And now Canelio tracking it. Going to ground. Mills. Coming the other way. Rampy. outside 50. Dane Rampey, brilliant. I mentioned the crowd. It feels like it's heavily skewed towards the Swans. Grundy inside 50. Guess who? Heaney again. First time he's ever kicked three goals against the Sydney Swans. Jesse Hogan, he's been edged underneath that one. Out the back, Darcy Jones. Back-to-back goals. They've got it. Creative, expansive handball opens it up for Kelly. A two-on-two. Melican in best position. They get in each other's way. McCartan can't hang on. Danger. Cadman got it.
Fourth quarter.
Chance for the Swans. Patley runs to 50. Looks for Haywood. Iron was all over the spoil. Swans fight on again. Haywood trying to find a way back onto a beautiful pickup. Ollie Florent flicks it to Patley. The look-away handball. Haywood. Goal coming up, Sydney. Haywood's got it.
Well done, Taylor. Callahan. Step. Patley. Within range. Big moment in the game. Papley. From 52. Rides it home. Warner. Lloyd's away and running. He can go all the way to 50. Jake Lloyd. Two bounces. He's had three. Crosses the arc. Goes for goal. And bounces it through. Single digit game.
Short boundary throw in. Tom Green. Now Ward, brilliant, bending it from the pocket, Cal Ward, he's done it, he won their first best and fairest.
Looks for an option down the ground, he's got a one-on-one, will clear the contest, Jordan kept his feet, can he get there? He can, he keeps it alive, can he hit a target inside 50, brilliant!
Ball still to be defended, sliding in Hogan, Warner's been massive. Pounds it out of there. Iden, the last man in defence. Patley, brilliant.
Huge.
One of the footy against the two and one. The Rolls-Royce Heaney. Open goal square. Scores level. Ridiculous. Blakey did brilliantly well. Logan McDonald to Gordon. Spirals it inside 50. Joel Amati hasn't been near it. Taken by Patley. Can Amati put him in front? Joel Amati with his first goal, and the Swans are in front.
Wide open space, has two, can go to the wing, a run onto the outside, 10 seconds, kick misses its target.
Precious seconds tick down, and a famous Sydney Swans win. Their first win in a final over the Giants. They go straight through to the prelim final in the most miraculous fashion you've ever seen. They are going nuts here at the SCG. Unbelievable scenes.